A vertical line had been drawn down the blackboard. On one side of the line were French sentences, on the other side, English translations. They were simple sentences. Where is the book? Where is the tablet? Where is the pencil? I wiped both halves clean, but you could still see the imprint of the sentences. I drew another vertical line, and on one side I wrote, Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. And on the other side I wrote, I love you, I love you, I love you. Vivian came back into the room and saw what I had done. You naughty boy, she said. Suppose Daisy sees that. Doesn't she already know? I ought to make you stand in the corner on one foot. If you stood there with me, I wouldn't mind. Naughty, naughty boy, she said. Erase that. Only if you kiss me first. She had picked up the briefcase, and I took it from her and laid it on the desk, and I pulled her into my arms. Let's go somewhere. Just the two of us, I said, after kissing her. Let's go somewhere and spend the night. Baton Rouge, New Orleans, anywhere. My babies, she said. Dora will look after them. Come on, let's go somewhere. We're having a drink with Peggy, remember? Let's forget Peggy and everybody else. Let's go somewhere. I could see that for a moment she was thinking about it. Then she shook her head. No, she said. I can't take that chance. Don't you want to? More than anything. Then let's take the chance. No, she said. I can't give him an excuse to take my babies. You think he would? I don't know. I can't take that risk. I hate going to Robert and Helen's and then leaving in the middle of the night. I hate it too, she said. But staying overnight somewhere, I can't take that chance. Where is he now? Last I heard, in Houston. When's he coming back?
I don't know.
Until he makes up his mind, we just do nothing.
I thought we did a lot.
You know what I mean.
Come on, let's go find Peggy and them and have a drink.
Not until I get another kiss.
What is the matter? She said, after we had kissed.
Maybe it was the way I had held her. Maybe it was the look in my face. I told her what had happened at the jail. How Jefferson had gotten down on his knees to eat the food out of the paper bag. I saw her frown, and she brought her hand up to her mouth. I have to go back to that old woman. But I couldn't go back then. I couldn't face her then. I needed some time to think of a lie to tell her. With her hand still over her mouth, Vivian was looking at me. I wish I could just run away from this place. Vivian shook her head.
You know you can't.
Why not?
For the same reason you haven't done it yet.
I've wanted to.
But you haven't.
Why?
You know the answer yourself, Grant. You love them more than you hate this place.
Is it love or cowardice? Afraid to take a chance out there?
You have your folks in California. You can always go to them.
I have thought about it many times.
Sure, she said. You even did it once, but you came back. This is all we have, Grant. I want more.
I turned away from her and erased the blackboard. Well, let's go have that drink, I said.
Wait, Vivian said.
She went up to the board and wrote in large letters, Je t'aimerai toujours, je t'aimerai toujours, je t'aimerai toujours. And suppose old Daisy comes in here before you get back on Monday.
She already knows about it, Vivian said. So do all the rest, teachers and students.